You're listening to Empire KVCR News. I'm Interim General Manager Alfredo Cruz. Most Fridays, we speak with former Press Enterprise columnist and longtime KVCR News contributor Cassie McDuff and review some of the big stories from around the Inland Empire over the past week. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Alfredo.
Okay, let's start with this item from the city of Corona, who accidentally overpaid its employees by more than $500,000 this past fiscal year that just ended June 30th.
That's a lot of money for a little city. This was discovered during a routine annual audit, an internal audit, going over the numbers from the previous fiscal year that ended on June 30th. And it turns out that the payroll software that they have used for many years had been reprogrammed with an error in the formula for calculating overtime pay. And so employees who were earning overtime were actually paid a little more than they should have been. The city acquired this software in 1999, but it's been reprogrammed several times. So the question is, how long has this overpayment been going on? And the city is going to have an independent outside auditor come in and take a look back and see exactly when this error began.
I imagine the employees don't have too much to complain about, but the question becomes, what's going to happen with that money that was overpaid?
Well, the city is going to try to recoup as much as they can. Legally, they can't go back more than 3 years. But the employee unions, particularly the ones that earn a lot of that overtime pay, the police department and the fire department, sound like they're very agreeable to trying to work this out. They don't want taxpayers to be mad at them for taking more money than they deserved. So they've pledged to work with the city and work out a repayment program that's not going to put too much of a strain on employees. For example, one of the union heads suggested maybe taking a little bit out of each pay period so that it doesn't cause too much of a financial strain for the police officers and firefighters.
And when is a decision expected on this?
Well, they've already decided to have the external audit, so I think that's going to take some time. I imagine it would come back to the council pretty quickly to approve whatever audit firm that they're going to pick. And after that, it's just a matter of waiting for the audit to be conducted. That could take quite some time, could be several months down the line.
Let's move on. A federal judge has cleared the way for a developer to sue San Bernardino County prosecutors over a public corruption case that ended in an acquittal.
Right. This is a developer named Jeff Burham. He's the managing partner of Colonies Partners. That's the company that got a $102 million settlement back in 2006. It was very controversial at the time. And later, the DA's office in San Bernardino County accused him and several former top county officials with conspiring to make that big settlement happen. There eventually was a trial 3 years ago, August, and Burham was acquitted, as were his co-defendants, former supervisor Paul Bian and the chief of staff for another county supervisor. And the charges were dismissed after that acquittal against a former assistant assessor. So all those county officials have been cleared, as well as this developer. And several months later, he filed this lawsuit accusing the district attorney at the time, Mike Ramos, and several top prosecutors. Burham's attorney alleges planting false memories in Postmas's mind. So the judge who heard the county's motion to dismiss this lawsuit said a reasonable juror might conclude that the prosecutors were retaliating against Burham because of some emails that have been revealed between the former DA and former assistant DA, who referred to Burham as Dr. Evil and talked about being excited to go after the defendants.
This goes back to former District Attorney Ramos. Is this one of the reasons why he's no longer around?
I think it is. You know, he served 16 years as the elected district attorney until he was defeated 2 years ago by a candidate whose campaign was heavily funded by Burham and his supporters.
Wow. So what's the next steps with Jeff Burham's suit?
Well, his lawsuit is likely to go to trial as early as September. So we'll see what happens there.
Okay. Moving to Riverside County, Tuesday this week, they joined the growing number of local governments that have declared racism a public health crisis. What's happening with that in Riverside?
Well, I think a lot of communities are beginning to realize that racism is still prevalent and is having dramatic impacts. I think the killing of George Floyd really prompted a lot of awakening in this way. And community groups have begun to ask counties and cities to pass these resolutions, recognizing the impact of racism. Riverside County comes after a number of other cities. And you'll remember San Bernardino County on June 23rd actually became the first county in California to make that declaration. And in recent weeks, the cities of Riverside, Redlands, Fontana, Moreno Valley, and Rialto, just in the Inland Empire, and 83 governmental entities nationwide, including the state of Wisconsin, have made similar declarations. So the idea is to commit the county through employee training, policy reviews, a task force, and other steps to end inequality in the delivery of public services, because after all, that's all that the county has control over. It can't control people's attitudes and things they say. But the public health director actually made a presentation to the Board of Supervisors before they made this vote, offering data on health disparities affecting people of color just in the county. She said black residents are likelier than white residents to visit emergency rooms for hypertension, asthma, and diabetes. And there's a much higher infant mortality rate for people of color than for whites. All things that cities and counties nationwide are looking at trying to address.
So there's a bigger issue that's more of a systemic problem.
Well, exactly. In fact, one of the supervisors, Kevin Jeffries, was a little concerned about voting in favor of the resolution because he felt like this was pointing a finger at individual employees, and he did not want to place the responsibility on individual employees. And another supervisor, Chuck Washington, who is in fact the first and only black supervisor in county history, said this is not about blaming individual people. This is about acknowledging that there is a societal problem and working together to try to resolve it.
Okay. Thank you, Cassie.
Okay. Thank you, Alfredo. Talk to you next week.
Take care. Cassie McDuff is a longtime IE journalist. She helps us out regularly on our Friday morning news wrap. You can find this segment and others on our website at kvcrnews.org. This segment made possible by the Southern California News Group, publisher of the Press Enterprise, San Bernardino Sun, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers. I'm Alfredo Cruz.